You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. Today I'm joined by Head Coach John Stenman of Centenary College, whose team comes into this weekend's SCAC Tournament as the event's number 6 seed with a 2-28 overall record, 0-10 in the SCAC. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Coach, I know it's been a tough season in regards to wins and losses, but you did pick up your second win of the season in your last match, a win against Bridgewater State. So I suspect your team enters this weekend's tournament in much better spirits. Talk about the opportunity for your team, the opportunity to participate in a postseason conference tournament, and tell us how you feel about your team heading into this weekend's event.
Well, definitely getting a win in our last match before conference tournament was really did well for it. Not only the player psyche, but the coach's psyches as well. Just we all feel a lot better about things. It was good to give that get a little momentum going into Colorado. And the thing that we've really been preaching going into this week of practice and coming into the conference tournament was that once the conference tournament starts, the records basically go back to 0-0. Anything can happen. We didn't have the season that we'd like to, but we still have a chance to win the conference tournament. And my girls really, that's really their motivation this week as we go through and prepare for our Southwestern as our opening match, is that why not get your first win at the conference tournament? So they really have some confidence going into this weekend, probably more so than any time with the exception of the opening game this season.
Coach, let's talk about specific players. Tell me a little bit about some of your key players, and who do you think needs to really have a good weekend for Centenary College to make a good showing this weekend at the SCAC tournament?
Well, the one thing I know we're going to have is we're going to get steady play from our libero, our lone senior, Jessie Wilcox. She's coming off a weekend where she averaged over 7 digs a set, and she's really locked in right now defensively. But the key to us right now is going to be our offense. That seemed to be our problem all year. So I'm going to be looking at getting big games out of our two outside hitters, Brooke Bollinger, a sophomore, and Rachel Perkins, a freshman, as well as a middle hitter, Dallas Jagno, who also had a big weekend, made very little mistakes. If we can get good weekends out of those three, you know, I think we have a shot to make some noise.